Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, as you always are, Fridays, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, and all over the world, wherever you're listening, in whatever time zone. Welcome, everybody. So nice to have you all, as usual. And as usual, another fabulous guest, who I've had on the show before. You're going to go, oh, yeah, I remember her. But we're talking about, you know, radical change and taking care of ourselves and transforming our lives, and you know, all those subjects that I try to talk about and really bring forth some of the best authors game changers you know, in the world of elevating our own higher self, is how I describe it, basically. But we're talking about a transformational book today. It's really what I would say a must-have for anyone on a spiritual journey. So don't call me, or, you know, I know you guys like to email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com during the show, and you say little things, and that's lovely. But when I say spiritual journey, you guys know what I'm talking about. This is the real deal, and this is what it's all about right now, is finding your higher self and getting in touch with, as I always describe, and tuning into the field so you can learn how to just be a better person and, again, elevate your spiritual game here. So if you want to, you know, just sort of get better energy around you, create good habits every day to get rid of some of those not-so-good ones, if you want to try to believe that you do possess more of a soul power, and what else? Let's see. If you want to stay physically, mentally, and emotionally in tune with your spiritual self, as I said when I posted it out there, what we were talking about this morning in my social media, you don't go anywhere, guys, because, I mean, this is where it's all at right now. And we're going to learn about positive manipulation, how to stay mindful of our own power, purpose, and potential, to get rid of those old mindsets and those unhealthy emotions and those unproductive thoughts and habits that we all have. And we all say, why can't I? Well, this will bring you up to a level to where you you won't have to worry about that anymore. And today, my special guest, bringing her back once again on the show, is Donna Martini. She's a lifelong student of healthy lifestyle practices, self-healing techniques, quantum principles, and energy manipulation. By the way, although Donna looks like she's 23 years old, she's been sharing her knowledge for over 25 years. So she's been doing it before she was born. She's an activist, coach, speaker, and author through radio, video, public television, and social media. And by the way, Donna has dedicated her life to community service, and that tells you a lot about who she is. She has been helping people transcend negative emotions and thoughts, old belief systems, physical imbalances, through a technique that she's going to be talking about today that she calls positive manipulation. And we're going to let her talk more about soulful communication. And we're all communicating together right now, so it's great to have you guys out there. And Donna Martini is the author of this book that I'm holding in my hands, and I can do that literally in my hands because it's called My Mini Book of Mighty Mantras. It's a mini, smaller book, but oh boy, it has so many mighty mantras in it, and it'll help you so much every day if you read this book and choose the mantra. She's going to tell you how to do that too. So Donna, welcome to the couch here. So nice to have you.
What an intro, Dr. Michelle. I am like floored here.
Oh.
I want to know me.
I think you do. Very well. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing this wonderful book. You know, I have these books that I cherish and I have in my office. And I have them there so I can refer them to my clients. So this goes right up in the front of the shelf right now. So how's that?
That's exciting because I did partially want to write it for practitioners who want to, you know, leave their clients or patients, depending on what kind of practitioner, something that they can hold on to. It's a daily source because we can't hire anybody or a therapist or a counselor every minute of the day, right?
Right.
So
true.
These are self-healing tools that we can use. And then it makes your job that much easier when we do sit in front of you, right, as patients or clients.
Sure does.
So that we can wait, so we can lift and really surge through the negativity rather than keep repeating the same things over and over again.
Yes. And what I love is you could do this every day, several times a day, and find the mantras you need. So, I mean, this is terrific, guys. And also, if you want to ask me how to get hold of this book, of course, I'll let you know. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. And we'll also tell you throughout the show how you can get the book yourself. So it's really terrific. By the way, everybody, I think everybody knows what a mantra is, right? So maybe you can share what a mantra is and why you named this book my mini book of my mighty mantras.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to start because many people, although they understand what a mantra is, they don't know what the word means. And it actually means tool of the mind. Mm. And if you think about it, Dr. Michelle, I don't know any other word that means that. Do you?
No. No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to use it.
I thought,
well, this is perfect. Right? Because we're a lot of us are using our mind against ourselves instead of using it as a tool for what we want and how we want to heal and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is really my mini book of Mighty Mantras, which is a collection of about 400 pages of my writing, okay, that I had collected over many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like these pearls in there, like these pearls of wisdom that I don't take credit for. And you read my other book, The Ten Commandments of Divorce.
Great.
And
book.
I actually can reread that book and I can hear and feel what I wrote and what was coming into my head as a conduit of love and trying to share beauty. We become conduits and we can really collect from all the wisdom that's out there and allow it to flow through us.
These mantras,
a lot of them were doing, I was doing that.
Yes.
So I thought, well, how can I put them together and help other people? Because I can't be there for everyone.
That's
just the
true.
Same as you can, right?
Yeah.
We try. And you're doing it by being on radio and putting it out to more and more people, right?
I am blessed to do this, yes.
And this is my gig, you know, where I'm putting it out in writing. But I collected them and I gathered the best of what I thought was the best and put it into a book format. And there was actually 369. That was the number that came to be. And I love that because 369 is a very powerful number.
Yes.
Four multiples of three, right? By accident.
Right.
By accident. Or not by accident. We don't know, right?
Yes, that's right.
And I loved all the M's.
And
I love the whole flow of it. And it's turned into a series. I'm working on the second of the series already.
Oh, goody. I'm so glad.
Yep. I have my mini book of Love and Light and quite a few others that are coming.
Mm.
So I just wanted it to be small enough to carry with you. I love mini books anyway. But I actually measured it to make sure it could fit in a pair of Levi jeans back pocket.
Oh,
okay?
Perfect. Love it.
Yeah.
It is perfect.
There's a purpose.
There is a purpose. So we're going to talk a little bit about how these mantras can help us change our lives. But I do want to mention that Mantra Mouse, by the way, is the book's mascot and affectionately named. And why did you choose my Mighty Mantra Mouse here for the
mascot? Well, Mantra Mouse is actually something that came into my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how or why. And I realized that the subject matter was so heavy. I wanted to bring some levity. And I also wanted to appeal to every age.
Yes.
The concepts are great for young people, mm-hmm. but it goes all the way through to senior. And I also wanted to transcend that and be able to take the format and put it into a child's version, which I did. I actually made coloring books to go with
it. Yes, you did. How wonderful. I love that.
Yep. Yep. And I'll, you know what? I thought I sent one out to you. I'm going to send it out to you.
Oh, you.
And
oh, that's amazing.
This way people had somebody, something to relate to. But a mouse is pretty potent if you think about it. It's a tiny creature that's completely innocent, does no harm to anyone, yet it scares the crap out of people if it's in a room with them, right?
Like, right.
How many people, you know, would go running and screaming if they saw a mouse?
Right, now, right.
You know, so we can look at a part of ourselves as being fearful of what we may face. Mm. And then the flip side of that is, you know, the tiny things do make a difference in our life. We think it takes something big and gigantic in order to create a shift. Mm. Sometimes it's one sentence we hear that creates a shift within us.
Yes.
Sometimes it's one little job that we do.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk about that too with you.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll talk about some of the ways that we manipulate ourselves. But mm-hmm. So all these things really matter. Even something as simple as the food we eat, maybe
right.
even eating a candy bar and realizing that 2 hours later we're exhausted and we can't function
yes.
at our job just from one little small candy bar.
Isn't that amazing?
So everything does matter. And if we start to understand the impact that everything has on our life, then we'll really change habit. We will literally change our mind about what we want as well.
That's beautiful. It's so true. And I love it. And, you know, in your book, you share that you've had to overcome so many types of turmoil through your life. And I thank you so much for sharing your experiences, because it really helps readers understand who you are and where you've come from. And you kind of chose to share the mindsets that got you back into wellness. So do you mind sharing a little bit about some of the hardships that you have had to overcome so we can find out more about you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't really talk about details because there are people who would be hurt by them, but I absolutely will share the illnesses that I went through and traumatic episodes with men as a young person, even as young as a child. Sexual situations that were so inappropriate and so wrong for any young person to be involved in.
Yes.
And so I had dyslexia and, you know, undiagnosed, by the way. So I didn't even know what was going on with me. I was always an outcast, left-handed to boot.
Oh my goodness.
And then had tons and tons, right? And then tons of allergies to food that went undiagnosed. So I had symptoms, embarrassing, some of the more embarrassing symptoms, the nasal rhinitis and constantly touching my nose to open up my nasal passages without even realizing I couldn't breathe, or, you know, stomach issues or not making it to the bathroom and like stuff that, you know, children will harbor forever.
Yes, exactly.
The hardest part, obviously, was being objectified and having to deal with sexual abuse and harassment at a very young age. And then, you know, coming into adulthood and having that low self-esteem that all these things sort of created, and then choosing wrong in the men that I was with and the relationships that I had, and then suffered from that, you know, with physical abuse and things.
So it
all added up. It all added up. And then we try to get through life, you know, when I was married and I was getting my divorce, I really wanted to lift higher. I wanted to be better. I wanted to be better for my kids. I didn't want to live this way.
Right.
And I sort of squashed some of the things that were going on with me and became like a warrior and actually became somebody else just to deal with it.
Right.
Well, guess what? That came out later in life as disease.
Oh, my gosh.
And
squashing.
So I didn't deal with things as much as I just allowed myself to move forward. I didn't really deal with those issues.
Oh, my goodness.
Squash them down.
Yep.
And so they came and reared their heads at me when I was in my 30s, 40s, 50s even.
Mm.
So I'm 58 now, and my last episode was probably about 5 years ago. And so I keep learning because we're all growing, right? It's all a process.
But
this last time is when I realized how detrimental our minds and hearts can be to us if we don't keep them positive.
Right.
And that's why I wrote this book, because I took it for granted. I was the wellness coach who lived the quintessential life for decades, the right foods, the right doing yoga, meditation.
Yes.
And I really didn't address some of my past issues that kept coming up,
right?
Some of those triggers that kept coming up.
Sure.
And then because I wanted to help others so much, I wasn't always listening to my gut about what I need to do for myself.
Mm.
And it finally came out in a disease, and that's called Crohn's. That's how it translated
to
me.
Oh my goodness.
Everyone will have, right?
Sure.
And everyone will have something different that comes out in them.
They sure
but
will.
I realized that going through all this and coming out of it,
yes,
being stronger, and now living with a quote unquote disease that takes other people down and puts them on drugs for the rest of their life.
Right.
And I was able to negate that. I was able to become stronger for it. Mm. I'm not taking drugs. Yay. I am Crohn's free as far as I'm concerned. Right?
Bless your heart.
That is where I wanted to say, okay, I think I figured this out. I'm feeling like I'm being led and guided to be able to put these concepts out there and talk about what we can do.
Yes.
And not to say that everyone is going to be able to heal themselves, Dr. Michelle, because, you know, it is a commitment.
Yes,
right?
It is. It totally is. No, it makes sense.
We need the willingness.
God, we do, you know, Donna, that's for sure. And it's really, you know, I just flashed on my interview. I was lucky enough also to interview Dr. Joe Dispenza. And he was talking about the same thing, how the body decides to rule the mind and the consciousness. The body takes over because you shoved it down for so long that the body's saying, I'm going to get Crohn's disease now or whatever autonomic or what do they call it? You know, some disorder that we have, cancer even, things like that. You know, the body takes over. Unless we look at some of our stuff.
Well, so. I believe it, and I have a saying. Mm. Your body will believe what you tell it. Your mind will follow your soul if you let it.
Oh,
and I will tell you 1,000,000% giving the credit to Dr. Joe Dispenza because he is one of the people who led me out of my illness and my trauma. And his story motivated me so much that I started picturing how I was healing and scrubbing out the inflammation from my own large intestine, in my own colon, in my own life, okay?
Yes.
And I, you know, I quoted him in my book, and I absolutely love his concepts. I was able to take a couple of his courses over the last few years.
Yes.
And,
that's wonderful.
And because of some of the principles people like him teach me, him and Greg Braden and so many others, I believe that when I hear things in my head, okay, and I write them down, it's weird. Dr. Wayne Dyer had said the same thing, and I felt excited to know that somebody else does this crazy thing. But I hear information in my head, and then all of a sudden, I'm being led and guided, or I go on a mission to try to prove it.
Mm,
these concepts are really bizarre to me at first, but then I meet people who actually fill in the gaps and show me the science or the relative information I need, and all of a sudden, boom, it becomes known and within me.
Wow.
So,
it's so true.
I'm hoping that's what the mantras do, because let's face it, it's all innate wisdom we all have. We're just not utilizing it.
It really
is. We're not tapping in.
And you know, what's beautiful about your book too, is through repetition and rehearsal every single day, we're building these new neural patterns and belief systems that are real. You know, they're so powerful. They're mighty. The mantras. Speaking about which, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest is Donna Martini. She's been on the show, of course, before. She's one of my favorite authors. And Donna, boy, she's for over 25 years, activist, coach, speaker, author, through radio, video, public TV, social media, and helping people transcend negative emotions for so long. You're such a wonderful, inspirational person. Her latest book we're talking about is my mini book of mighty mantras. And it's a book you can put in your back pocket, in your jeans, guys, carry around with you and use these many mighty mantras every single day to boost you up. And this is not only full of wonderful messages, and you also have all this information which backs up each mantra, which I love. So, and at the beginning, you're explaining sort of why we need to do these things and how it can help us as well. If you'd like to email me, and I'm getting some emails in going, yay, how can I get the book? Let's talk about that right now. Amazon, of course, right, Donna?
So absolutely. I did actually too want to make this as a sort of a wellness program for businesses who want to buy quantities for their employees.
Perfect.
It's a wonderful way to create culture in the office. And when you have somebody to share it with, it's even more profound and powerful.
Yes.
So they can buy quantities from me, and they can go to MantraMouse.com and they can, you know, get in touch with me right away, or Donna at DonnaMartini.com. Mm-hmm. But Amazon has it, you know, onesie, twosies, whatever.
Yay.
And then also for colleges, higher education, I would love to get sponsors. I envision a bank, you know, I already have people who are giving them away to their clients.
Yes.
But I would love to get them in the hands of more college age and then, you know, young people. I call children because I'm 58 years old, but young people. And our children.
Right, there you go.
Our children.
Yeah. Well. But
in America, it's young people, because they have so much running against them right now between their food and the electromagnetic frequencies and electronic world and the negativity that we seem to be promoting because of our, you know, disagreements and politics and everything else. And I really think that they don't have the wherewithal to deal with the stress.
Yes.
They don't have enough spiritual backing. You know, I'm going to say this. I'm not trying to be mean or blame anyone. But being politically correct has made us spiritually inept.
Yes.
And we need to bring back some kind of higher power and higher knowing within us without feeling badly, without feeling we're going to be ridiculed.
Yes.
I talk about in the book, the soul. We can all agree, at least on that, that there is a higher part of ourselves, and we can call it soul because most people say they understand that word.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Truthfully, Dr. Michelle, I don't care what anybody calls it. We have it. It's
in us. We absolutely
do. And it feeds better than than our human self.
It's so true.
And it makes us supercharged.
Yes, it really does. It makes us supercharged. Exactly. And I think, you know, it's funny. One of my sponsors is the Instagram Divine Mind Tribe, and they're all mostly younger, highly conscious beings. I mean, they have an immense amount of followers, but it's divine.mind.tribe. And everything that you're talking about, I'm going to have them post your book, because I mean, everything you're talking about is powerful. I mean, we're talking almost 400,000 followers here, so let's do it. All right, all you guys out there listening. Go ahead.
Well, let's back that up too, because I'm so glad you brought up Dr. Joe, because in the book, you know, I don't profess to know all this. I'm not the scientist.
Right.
I'm the person who used all these tools to heal herself and to help others. And now I'm putting it in a book so I can gather it all together in one little tiny little version, which is a helpful tool that will hopefully open people's minds to more and more of their own mantras, more and more of their own, you know, positive tendencies that they can share.
Exactly.
So it becomes like the main mantra of, I just want to emit love and goodness.
Exactly.
I want to be the best I can be.
That's perfect.
That's it. That's all we should be doing here.
That's right.
And if we all start to do that, we'll all help one another heal. We'll all be lifting. Mm-hmm. When we help others lift, we lift right with them.
Yes. And also you talk about, you know, we just got to lose this kind of, we got to lose our egos. And that means many things, you know, in psychology and all that. But basically, it's love boundlessly today, as you say. It's letting go, just letting go of judgment. Forgive, allow, love. Just be who you are. Try to be the best you can, folks. And that's where I'm at. And I know Dawn is there too. I know you're there. But,
Well, I think that it's important to say that we wouldn't be here if we weren't human. We wouldn't even have the reason to be here. So, and we're born with this, you know, quote unquote ego. I call it the human side. Most people know the word ego, and they get tense with that word, thinking I'm not arrogant.
Yeah.
But actually, it's just, you know, it's like what Wayne Dyer said, edging God out. People who believe in God, it could be that. But basically, it's just edging out your own soul and higher knowing and connection to more than you, more than who you are in your mind and what issues you might have attracted over your lifetime or you've gone through in a lifetime. Mm. So to be human is absolutely allowed.
Mm.
But our challenge will be, if we want to have the best day and the best life moving forward, is to say no to that ego and yes to the soul, you know, as much as we can, and not kill ourselves over not doing it every minute of the day.
Yes.
Because the idea is, when we have those human triggers arise, those are important clues to what we need to work on to get to the next level of awareness that we're aiming for.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Exactly. It is
all good.
And, you know, in your book, you say that some of us, as you mentioned, in your own, you know, life journey that you've had to deal with, you know, we have to be pushed sometimes by adverse conditions to prompt certain accomplishments. But we actually, as you say, don't have to wait to suffer in order to allow for our innate potential to be released. So let's talk about, before we get into the mantras, I do want to talk about that too. And we touched a little bit on Greg Braden, and we touched, you know, on Dr. Joe Dispenza here, but you describe the mindsets of what we need to change through what you call positive manipulation. And you mentioned the famous studies by Candace Pert, right? And also about Greg Braden's work. So if you can sort of touch on that information that we know about the molecules of emotion, and also the information from Max Planck, the father of quantum theory. Maybe let's tie some of that stuff in, and then we can go from there on how these mantras can help.
Well, it's pretty comprehensive, so let me try to bring it down to the easy language this dyslexic left-handed 58-year-old can give you. And that's how I understand everything.
You're so
very
funny.
Simplistic.
Yeah.
But the truth is, that I saw Candace Pert on What the Bleep Do We Know.
Oh, yes.
And I was led to read her book, which changed my life. Okay, it changed my life because I understood that we were resonating with thoughts that go on in our mind. Mm. We basically are walking molecules. Yeah. Okay, just it's all we are is a bunch of molecules. Even our bones are water molecules, by the way. Yep. Mostly we are 98.7% water molecules. And at first, science didn't really understand why. Why would your bones be water molecules?
Right.
But if, you know, you want to think of it in a simplistic way, being, you know, who I am, barely passing through third grade because of dyslexia, and then all of a sudden being able to catch up, I realized that, you know, why not water molecules? Because it's the most profound molecule in the universe. It's, it has some properties that no one else has, and it changes into three forms, and so do we. You know, we're solid, we're liquid, we're gas.
Yes, we are.
And when we die, our body might go, but there's still that energy that remains.
Yes.
So if you think about it, we're all just connected in this field of molecules because what? There's water molecules between us in the air.
Yes.
There's, right? There's, and so we are literally connecting with one another all the time.
Yes.
And water is a great conductor. So the idea is that, you know, we're communicating and our emotions are water. We're born in water. We have all these things attached to water molecules.
Yes.
Think about why you cry. Do we need to cry in order to emote? I don't think so. I think it's almost as if when we're really sad or we're really happy or joyous, I think it's the soul saying hello. You know, I think it's a process of our water molecules coming to a head kind of thing.
Yes.
And allowing us to flow with that emotion.
Yes.
And some of the tears are not our ego, human side driven. How many times have you cried over a Hallmark commercial or something?
Oh my God,
because it's the joy, right? Of humanity comes out in you and you're like, wow, there's love in this world. I love it.
Yes.
It's resonating with me so much. So there's the key to the field, to understanding that our minds and our hearts are creating these electromagnetic frequencies. Mm. And we are sharing these molecularly, cell to cell, through our whole bodies and also with one another.
Yes.
Okay, you walked into a room and not like the energy, quote unquote, that you felt from other people,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've walked into a room where it's just the energy's great, like going to a Dr. Joe, you know, class. That kind of thing, right?
That's the resonation.
Right.
On our cellular level of what we're getting to. And then if you go to take it to the next step, we know that Amasu Emoto was a scientist who studied water molecules and found that if he could bring them to just freezing level, just under freezing level, he can capture a picture of them. And he tested all of these molecules by this water by subjecting it to loving environment and subjecting it to a negative environment, testing municipal water that's all chemically treated compared to spring water. And he found that the crystals that were created from the more positive, loving and natural state of being for the water were beautiful. And then the ones that were subjected to negative words and emotions like hate and this and that were actually blobs. That he couldn't even capture anything on them.
Isn't that
so
amazing?
So now think about this.
Yes.
If you're all water molecules, how could you think any differently? How could your body be taking anything that's negative and making it into a positive unless you are deciding to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're interrupting that process.
Yes.
You're taking on whatever you're surrounding it or whatever you're thinking and feeling.
Instead
of being able to say, okay, I'm feeling some negative. That person just triggered me. What is my decision right now? Do I want my whole body to resonate with this or do I want to turn on the love and bring myself up and create a potential to bring the other person up?
Yes. Absolutely. It's so true. And guys, by the way, if you ever, it's a classic movie that Donna's talking about. It's What the Bleep Do We Know, right? And it's bleep. It's the actual word bleep. So check it out. It's a classic. And it has this study in it, by the way, that Donna's talking about.
And Joe Dispenza is in there. And I believe Greg Braden is in there.
Yes, exactly.
And so many other amazing brains. I mean, Joe Vitale, I believe, is also. So you can learn a lot from that movie. But since then, there are so many new studies piled on, new books and remarkable discoveries about the science and spirituality and the ability to prove out that there is something way beyond us.
Yes,
that
it's
is
so true.
Creating an environment of love that we can connect to. And that's the whole idea in the book, Dr. Michelle, as you know, because you read it. Mm-hmm. It's just about trying to bring out our authentic selves. I believe, our authentic selves came here loving. We know as babies, we know how loving babies are.
Sure.
When you hold a baby, it feels so good to hold them, to smell them, to connect with them. Guess what? Someone said this to me once, that holding a baby is like the closest you can come to God.
Yes.
And basically what I believe is the closest you can come to love. They don't have anything negative in them yet. They kind of don't have any basis for that.
Right.
They just come here in a certain state of being. And when we connect with that, it's connecting with our self that's
really
come
is.
Here pure, right?
Boy,
and
is
good.
That true.
And,
is that true?
Mm-hmm.
We're all that innocent soul.
So
that's
right.
So
and
true.
And the idea is we have to start moving forward, trying to connect back with that if we're feeling any other way.
It's true.
And so we can do that through a manipulation techniques. And mantras are just one of the tools. Because if we constantly repeat something negative, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm not trained, I'm not this, I'm not that. If we can repeat that and it stays solid within us, and it can change us on a genetic level, by the way.
Right, right.
If that is resonating with us, then we can't possibly come out of that unless we say, the opposite. And if we keep doing it and become habitual about it, it will start to resonate in our body. It will start to reach the truth of what we really are. Mm-hmm. And we will change ourselves.
Yes.
And that will change everything we do moving forward. It also changes how we interact with the world and everyone around us and all our relationships. Mm. And it will change our direction. Because if we're in a positive state of mind, every decision we make will be more positive.
Yes. It's really true. It's so true. And this is science, folks. Pure
this
science.
This is not Donna Martini talking.
collected
by so many scientists.
That's so
that
true.
That are far more advanced than I am. I'm just trying to bring it down to a level that where I could understand so I can implement it. And I'm just tagging on to them, offering just one tool that opens up your mind to a whole, right? And then you can add on to that and keep going and keep going and keep going.
And you did beautifully so in your latest book. And we're talking, by the way, in case you just tuned in here on the couch, to Donna Martini. She's the author of, it's her latest book called My Mini Book of Mighty Mantras. Life-changing understanding. If you guys are really searching for more in your life and want to get in touch with your higher self and understand how to maybe help heal some of the issues that you're dealing with mentally and physically, this is a terrific book for you, because it really can tune you in to some of the things that you need to hear, your spirit needs to hear, and you can practice on a daily basis. So let's talk about, you discovered what you call the mindsets of positive manipulation within yourself, which really did lead you to emotional healing and wellness. And so how do you sort of define these mindsets?
Well, I think it's more about what I was doing that was negative that I needed to change out of and heal out of. So I used positive manipulation to create a new mindset. And basically we have simplistic ones, like if you create a goal, how do you implement that? How do you go forward? And then I realized, well, a goal is great, but if you don't have a motive, a beautiful motive attached, there's no oomph to that goal. There's no oomph, there's no gas, so to speak. So you're not going anywhere. So to have a motive to do what you're doing helps get you over that whole human side that may be in resistance to certain things you might need to do to get to the goal, to reach that goal and to accomplish it. Let's face it. It wouldn't be a goal if it's not something you haven't already reached.
Right? Exactly.
So there's a reason why you haven't reached that. There might be. But when you set the goal and put a beautiful motive attached to it, like say my goal was I wanted to be the best mom I could be for the sake of my children. Well, that led me on a journey of discovery that I can't even tell you. In order to become a better mom, I had to get rid of a whole bunch of stuff that was created by my own mother and myself.
Boy.
Or even happened stuff that happened to me in the womb.
Oh boy, is that true.
And then every step of the way, I become better and better at being Donna, and better and better at being a mom. Even my kids will tell you how different I am from, years past. They're 29 and 38 now. And so they see the progress that I've made and how much more filled with love and patience and tolerance I am because I created that goal and I put them as my motive. I love my children. It was easy,
Oh my goodness, so easy. Yes, absolutely. So it's true.
And here's the deal. Yeah. I didn't have the self-esteem to do it for myself.
Yes.
So I made them the motive. And I think that people are always saying, you have to do it for yourself. You can't do it for anyone else. And I'm like, that's a bunch of baloney.
Yes.
Sometimes we can't get past some of the biggest self-esteem and self-worth issues we have unless we use somebody else and the love we have for them. And then all of a sudden it catches up. It sort of bridges this gap. And we sort of saying, wow, this is also because I am worthy of this. I am right. worthy of healing and reaching this. So it's okay if we start out with that goal and mantra.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that goal and motive, because we will eventually do it for ourselves, knowing that every minute we become better at being ourselves, we are helping the whole world improve and rise, right?
It is so true. And it's taking little baby steps to just be part of the best we can be. And then we are contributing to that out there in the field of what we attract to us. And
transmit. System set up. Yeah. It's a beautiful system set up for us.
Yes.
We just have to tap in. You
yes.
just have to make the request of what we want, attach a beautiful motive to that,
yes.
and walk out into our best life, our best state of mind, and our best state of heart. Mm-hmm. And we do that by getting rid of what's negative. So to understand that is just whatever, if you want to know how to, where, if you're in your soul or not, feel yourself at this moment. Say, do I feel good? Do I feel positive? Do I feel intent on you know, moving forward? And do I feel strong and powerful, or do I feel weak? Do
yes.
I have anxiety? Do I have worries? Do I have issues? That just means you're not in touch with
right.
your soulful self, which is putting you into the field with you know, the same resonation as what you want to acquire and where you want to go.
Right.
So it's very simple
it is.
To understand the field.
Yes.
It responds to you, no matter what state of mind or being you're in.
Right.
Decide that you want to be in the best state of mind and being, and all of a sudden you're walking into the same thing that you actually want.
That's exactly right. And we keep sometimes, you know, reproducing the same situation, because we haven't changed ourselves or our thoughts or our energy, what we're putting out there. And folks, this is all science. It's total science. So Donna is so perfectly right on about all this. You are. I mean, it's just tuning in to the best and being the best that you can. So I want to jump over here to, you know, of course, you talk about the best ways we can use the positive manipulation to really convert any unhealthy and unproductive physical, emotional, and mental state into something healthy and worthwhile. And you kind of touch on that. But you also have something else that I really enjoyed reading about, are these three categories for the musings, as you say, that are realizations, reminders, and remedies. Can you share a little bit about these in your book and how they can help us create better lives?
Absolutely. And a musing is just basically the paragraphs that are the concept with the mantra attached. And every day you would say one or more if you need to, but you can pick it very serendipitously. Say, just ask, you know, what do I need to hear today? Create the goal.
Yep.
Slap that motive on there. To be the best you be, or whatever is your goal, and then say, what do I need to hear to really supercharge me today to make that profound and make it productive? And then you're going to pick one, and you'll notice that some are going to be something, a concept you've never heard before.
Yes.
But just because you've never heard it before doesn't mean you don't know this. It's innate within you, okay? It's all innate wisdom. You just maybe haven't heard it yet.
Yes.
So you
yes.
might be waking up as realization and then implementing in that day. You sort of forgot, oh my gosh, yeah, I can take advantage of that
right.
concept or that thought. What's wrong with me? How come I didn't remember that, right? Because we get kind of compulsed in our negativity sometimes.
We do.
And then there's remedies, which are basically a way to remedy the situation at that moment where you can undo a negative mindset and you can turn your energy around. Now, can I tell you that they might all be the same thing? At the same time, every one of them can be the same thing.
Yes.
Because sometimes, even though you've heard it before, you're hearing it a different way, and it's all of a sudden resonating with you on a deeper level.
Right.
But it's not just in your mind anymore. It's really in your heart now.
Yes.
And I find that a lot of people, when it comes to forgiveness, they understand what they got to do. But they don't really get it until their hearts kick in and they really understand
exactly
where forgiveness needs to come from. So it's always, you know, really funny to me, even for myself, I wrote the darn things and I still will read one that resonates.
Right?
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I almost want to, you know, rejoice in it and say, wow, how could I have not seen that angle before?
Isn't that great?
Because we're all learning, right?
We're all
learning and growing. And we're all moving forward in a different way every day. And the level of awareness and understanding, they could be so deep.
Yes.
It's a beautiful process. This journey of wellness is a beautiful process. And the best part about it is if we undertake it today, we're better every minute of the day, no matter what. Even if we screw up, we're still finding our way. The screw up is actually a key to the next set of healing techniques we need to do. So it's all good. It's all perfect. And it's purpose-driven.
Yes, it is. Purpose
gives you a purpose-driven life.
Oh, it's so true. Beautifully said, Donna. Lovely. And just touching on just a few of the mantras in this book, you know, things driving on soul fueled today. I willingly release what I no longer need. Choosing to be immersed in and surrounded by the truth. I'm willing to accept the role. This is huge. I played in my part so I can steer my way clear in the future. Stop thinking and start knowing. Truth be known, willfully choosing to be my best self, and on and on. Amazing. And again, you know, you have the explanations about, you know, each and every one of these mantras and what is behind them and how powerful they are. But I was just wanting to touch on some of the mighty mantras from your book, my mini book of mighty mantras, Donna Martini. That you find the most powerful and meaningful and that resonate for you. So what are some of your, I know you're like all of them, but.
I have a few.
Yeah.
And one of them is I am walking into my future the best I can possibly be. And I also, when I need to hear truth, when I'm stuck and I need to hear truth, I love when I can say, open my ears, show me. I want binoculars on my eyes. I want megaphones in my ears. Push me if you have to,
right,
to show me truth. That's how willing I am. Mm. And that always gives me that edge of being able to see another dimension of what's going on, especially because, you know, I'm an activist who's trying to promote love and forgiveness in this, and unity in this country. And to see both sides of an argument.
Right.
I have to be without prejudice, right, and unbiased.
Yes.
And be able to see where people are coming from and feel their energy. And so that one is very profound for me. And then to top that one, okay, because this is even more important, I have faith in the powers that be. I believe in me. Because I have to offset the belief that I sometimes hold in my head. Who the heck do I think I am that I can even perfect change in this country?
Yes.
I have to offset that to come back to believing in that I'm more than me. If I have love and I have a beautiful intention and motive and goal, then I'm attached to all there is that is resonating at that same level. There are people with me all over the world who are, want peace and love.
Right.
And that's who I become, right? I become as big as that love that I'm sharing.
Exactly.
So those are my favorites, and I think I repeat them every day, no matter what's going on.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I love those. Another one of my favorite mantras is to tell the higher power within us. We all have that higher self that we need to get in touch with. You say here, quote, I'm willfully uncovering my ears and opening my eyes. Show and tell me what I need to see and hear in order to try and seek out a solution to some of my unresolved issues. Ooh, I love that one. So can you elaborate more on the importance of asking our own higher self for help? And how do we receive that information? How can we receive that help?
Well, so I have a saying, denial is a terrible thing to waste. Mm. Okay. And denial is what we go in when it's probably necessary. Sometimes we go in denial because of trauma. Sometimes we push back whatever we don't want to see because it's just uncomfortable. There's lots of reasons why we don't face some of our issues.
Right.
The other part of it is our anatomy and the way we're made is we literally harbor whatever we can't deal with in the subconscious.
Yes.
And the subconscious, with all these scientists and Jungian theorists and everybody else claim that like 90%, Freud was the one I think who came up with it.
Yeah.
90% of some of our issues are driving forces are in the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not all negative, I don't think. I mean, my desire to help people could be driving me, and I don't even realize to what extent.
Uh-huh.
I only see it by what's transpiring on the outside world, what's up here in the reality.
Yes.
So people are going into denial and not realizing it, and yet they're creating a goal, and they just keep hitting roadblocks and roadblocks.
Yes.
So I take full responsibility for that. Other people lay blame on the economy, on their parents, on a coworker, whatever. My job wasn't giving me the option.
Yep.
But I say, okay, I want to know my personal responsibility. Let me see my participation, what I can change, what needs to be fixed, healed, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
What mindset may need to go, what underlying energy is driving this.
Mm, yes.
And open my ears to it, because obviously if I went into denial at one point or I haven't been able to see it until now, it must be pretty big or I wouldn't be pushing it.
Right.
Or maybe it's just when I experienced whatever I put me into denial was heavy duty back then, but it won't blow me away now. So let me see it. I'm willing. Yes. When we do that, whatever was in us that needs to go, it will be revealed. It will either come out in a radio show like this,
yes,
okay, where
yes,
someone's listening to it.
Exactly.
Or it will come out in a book that you're reading, or someone will, you'll meet someone with the exact same issue that you have that you didn't even realize.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, by helping them, you're hearing your own issue while you're coaching them.
Oh, boy.
There's so many ways that you will be shown. It's just, and it will happen as fast as you'll allow it. That's the brilliant part, because it's not something you have to go find. It's already inside you. You just have to allow it to come to the surface.
That's right.
So, and that's where, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I said, you are so right, Donna. go ahead. Yeah.
Well, the idea is that if we can do this continually every day, that we're able to, because some days we're just tired. You know, we just want to be human and we don't want to think about anything. We go at our own pace.
Yes.
Our souls will never push us. They might nudge.
Yes.
But they'll never push us unless we say, and even if we say push me, which I do all the time, our soul still knows what we're capable of dealing with and doing.
Yes.
So we're never going to be in a position where we're not going to be able to handle it.
Right.
So it's important for us to make the commitment to rise up. And when I say this, it's going to lead us to manipulate ourselves in a certain way.
Yep.
If I'm being led and guided to change a certain mindset so I can be out to the masses, so I can get the message of love out to more people, maybe I'm stuck with something, even if it's unforgiveness or anything that I don't even realize I'm stuck in.
Right.
When I'm led and guided by that goal, I'm all of a sudden running into the same issue over and over and over again, even if it's self-love, Dr. Michelle.
Yes.
How can I go out to so many people if I don't even believe in my own self?
Yes. Yes,
so if I'm letting guided to that, it's going to come out in all different ways.
Boy, is it ever.
And the manipulation, the manipulation technique will be shown to me what I need to do to heal out of that.
Yes.
That's how much our inner guidance knows.
Ugh, it's so true. We just have to stop a lot of the chatter and relax and focus in on these mighty mantras and really kind of dig deep and know who we are and love that which we are. It's not a narcissistic thing, guys. You just have to go within and read Donna's book. It's My Mini Book of Mighty Mantras by Donna Martini. You're such a wonderful, inspirational person. Have you, my God, for 25 years at least, you've been an activist and a coach and a speaker and author, and you've been on radio and public television, social media. You're out there to help people find their higher and better selves. And I love your mighty mantras. They are amazing. And again, this is going on the shelf of my book to give all of my clients. And it's going to be up in the social media as well, so folks can find out how to get this through Amazon, of course. And what's another great way that they can get a hold of your book, Donna?
Well, if they go onto mantramouth.com, they can read a lot about it and see all of my work. They can also contact me, and I give big discounts, you know, for quantities.
Yes.
And so that people can share them. I am really motivated to do that. People should know that I am a for-profit company, but I donate back and give back. Every penny that I get goes back out to help people, especially those who don't have the ability to help themselves. People in jail, people in prison, trying to change minds. See, people who, you know, don't have the money at all to be able to afford the services. Or just being out there trying to make videos. I have a music video on that wellness site called One Nation's Heart. It's all about joining the movement for unity.
Oh, yes.
And so that's so important that we're not standing together and standing for unity. We're allowing a few people in the country to dictate, you know, what we're thinking, how we're feeling, and the energy of our entire nation. Mm. We could change that.
Yes, we can.
We're focused on love. We raise everybody up. And so that's so important to me right now, for people to understand the power they have to create positive change.
Mm.
We're not beholden to anything out there that's lower than love.
Yes.
We just aren't. It's a low frequency energy. Love can conquer all when we believe it. And we join together. Greg Braden will tell you it doesn't take many.
Mm-hmm.
We can, the 7,000, he says, 7,000 people in the world, 7,000 people committed to change in positive direction, putting on the love, can change the entire world.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it is happening. And by the way, we're going to have to get going pretty soon, but don't forget, folks, to pick up this transformational book, a must-have for anybody on a spiritual journey. It's a total game changer for wellness-minded individuals and corporations, for their employees. And you know, this is just something you can take with you every day to uplift your spirit and make you feel who you really are. So, Donna, thank you so much for being on the couch today. It's so, so much a pleasure to always have you here.
You're my favorite show, and I can say this honestly, in all the years I've been doing this, you are my favorite by far.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you so much, Donna, for being here. And we'll talk again soon. I'm looking forward to your next book as well.
So, awesome. Thank you so much.
Bless your heart. Thank you, and appreciate so much for all you do for everyone else. All right. Take good care,
Donna.
Bye-bye now. Wow, that's about it. How did that go so quickly, everybody? I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. Whew. Anyway, if you have any questions or comments about my guest today, Donna Martini, and her latest book, My Mini Book of Mighty Mantras, please email me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I'll be happy to turn you on to this book, how you can get a hold of it. And, of course, all of my shows are up in the archives now. And they're also on iTunes podcasts for free on the couch. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen saying, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Bye. Got you.